This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about why you matter. And in this episode, I'm specifically talking to you. If you are struggling, if you feel like there's no point to succeeding, to being the best version of you, whether it's because nobody will notice or in the past, nobody has noticed the small wins that you've had, this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about not only how you can shift into that positive energy, but be someone that is a positive light in the world. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align with the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It could be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say this word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in this frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I was thinking about how to do this message. I was doing some meditation and really just reflecting, and I felt like I wanted to connect with the people that are really struggling. Like if you're feeling down to the point where you just can't move, maybe you can't get out of bed, or maybe you're going through the motions, you're going to school, you're going to work, you're hanging out with your friends or spouse, but underneath it, you feel completely empty. And I was thinking, how do we shift from that? How do we become the version of us that we can be if we're in this state? And there's really only one solution that I could come up with. And first, I want to say thank you for being here. It is tough to go in this life in general, but when you are struggling with negative energy, when you are struggling with depression, anxiety, all these traumatic events, PTSD, all of those things, when you're struggling with those things, every day is a win. And you may not feel like it. You may feel like you're a weight to everybody around you, but you're not. You are someone that's about to write a story so incredible that it's going to save somebody else's life. You may not know how, you may not know when, you may even not know who the person is that can heal from your energy. I want you to think about energy for a second. There's us, like me talking to you, and we feel this exchange, or you meeting your friends, like being in person, but energy seems to go beyond that. Do you ever get that feeling that your phone's about to ring, or you start thinking about somebody, and then just a second later, that person calls you or your phone rings? There is more than meets the eye. And you are more valuable than you understand. I mentioned this in an early episode, but I think that people that come here with pain, with hurt, that go through these traumatic events are powerful souls that are here for a reason to heal the energy. You see, when you go through traumatic events, when you go through pain, no matter what it is, you don't have to compare it to anybody else. When you go through those things, you're aligning with that energy. Nobody understands pain as much as the person that goes through it. Nobody understands a day in your shoes better than you. But there are people that go through pain that are similar, and you are here. You are looking for growth. You are looking for change. So you are a step ahead. It may have took rock bottom for you to get here, but you're here. And each day that you start to crawl up, you are going to make an impact because your energy shifting automatically changes the energy around you. You see, if you're feeling down and you feel like your energy brings down others or that your energy is affecting others, then why wouldn't it, when you start improving, it do the same thing? It cannot just be the negative. If you are powerful enough to affect people in a negative way, you are just as powerful to affect people in a positive way. And you're here for a reason. Being the best football player, being the president, being the richest person, those are not real reasons to be here. Those are things that you can do while you're here. But coming here and healing trauma, coming here and changing your energetic state so that other people can benefit, that is a true mission. Why else would you be here? It's to do that. Now, the change isn't going to be easy. The life, the path that's in front of you is not going to be one that's fixed in a second. But when you're able to take a perspective back and look at everything separate from your energy, that's going back into the driver's seat. You are a powerful being having a human experience, whatever that means to you. You can visualize and observe everything. You do not have to be those things. You do not have to be the negative thought that comes in your mind, just as you are not the tree that's out in front of your house. Those are things you observe. And when you start observing your situation, you can start looking for other things that you want to bring within you. See, what you see, you expand. What you focus on grows within your life. So when you are seeing the hardship, when you are seeing the pain and it's repeating over and over in your mind, what do you think you're going to see in the world? More of it. Hurt people tend to hurt people because like attracts like. So what you view, you will create more of. But when you start stepping back, when you close your eyes, in fact, let's do this together. We're going to close our eyes. We're going to take a deep breath. And what you're going to do is just imagine this third person point of view. Look at yourself from the top of your head. See your thoughts in your mind. See your heart beating within. See your body. See the chair. See the car. Whatever's around you. See it as separate. All the problems, financial, health, whatever they are, exist to that body. But to you, it's just an opportunity to learn. And I'm talking to your energy at this moment. You're able to observe. And then you're able to move forward. You're able to control that body in a way that brings it closer to light. Because you can see everything at that point. You can see yourself, but then you can see the town. You can zoom out more and see the city. You can zoom out more and see the state. You can zoom out more and see the world. However far, you have to increase your perspective to see something positive, to bring it within you. You can do it. You can even look in the future. You can look at yourself and then imagine it 10 years going by of you doing the work, whether that's getting up early, eating a certain way, taking vitamins, doing mental health exercises, whatever it is. You can see yourself doing that for 10 years and then 10 years down the line, speaking to somebody else and giving them the healing that you earned over 10 years. That is positive. So when we take this deep breath in, breathe in, and as you're breathing in, just stretch your view out behind you, however high you need to go. As you're holding your breath, keep zooming out till you see something positive, whether it's in the future, whether it's further away, whatever it is, something positive doesn't have to be you because that's not really you if you can observe it. So let's take this deep breath in and remember, view, find the positive just for a moment. You don't have to feel anything, just see it. And then as you exhale, just go back into your body, but take that one piece of thing with you, whatever it is. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. The people with the hardest stories become the greatest storytellers. The future of you will be whatever you decide to make it. But I can tell you right now, there's a reason we're connecting. There's a reason that you're looking for the things that you are. And I believe it's because you're starting to wake up to the power of you. I'm so thankful for everything you're doing. I've talked to some of you. I've interacted with you on social media. You all are so amazing. It's the most powerful thing when I see all these different people struggling with different things, but then seeing the light within them. It is there. So find it, no matter how far you have to zoom out, and slowly start bringing it back within you. Each day, bring a little bit more. Like attracts like. As you start bringing in, you'll start to see more of it in the world. The external world is a reflection of your internal state. So let's build that inner peace. Let's be the healing for someone else. And I know it's hard, but that's a powerful mission when you start doing for others more than you're doing it for self. And I'm not talking about being a people pleaser. I'm talking about healing yourself so that you can give the most powerful version of you to everyone else. That is a powerful mission. That is what I believe we are here to do. So let's raise our vibration and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode found you at the right time and gave you some positive perspective so that you can see the value that you have and the amazing things that you can bring to the world. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And of course, you can join the Positive Mindset Facebook community. There's a link for that right down below. I thank you everyone that has joined so far. And before this episode ends, I want to give a shout out to Soul Shine. This is a program by Dr. Shannon South. I talked about her in the previous episode. She is someone that I actually have worked with in the past. She's helped me with understanding, perspective, and really creating ideas around what it is that I wanted to help people. And if you are someone that is just struggling with trauma, anxiety, depression, or if there's painful patterns that you can't shift, you should really check out her new program, Soul Shine. There's a link in the description where you can see a video of it, but she's amazing. She's been doing this for 20 years. And when I found out that she was doing the program, I wanted to share it with y'all because she has been helpful to me and I felt that it would be helpful to you as well. If you do decide to do it, put in the code POSITIVE. That way I can see you guys in the program and you can be connected there as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and I can't wait to talk to you next time.